Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. A lot of people are just a little wary of coyotes. What can you tell us about them?
Well, Tony, we all know coyotes are clever animals, and they're members of the dog family. In fact, coyotes happen to be one of the most adaptable animals in the world. These are smart creatures, and they can change their breeding habits, their diet, and social dynamics to survive in a wide variety of habitats. Originally, we found coyotes primarily in the northwest of our nation. However, today, you'll find coyotes throughout the U.S. and all the way down into Mexico to Panama. This is primarily because we continue to occupy previously unsettled areas.
What do they eat?
Well, to be honest, the coyote's diet and its variety is one of the factors that have enabled it to survive so easily. Naturally, they eat mice, rabbits, squirrels, small rodents, insects, reptiles. Plus, they'll eat things like fruits and berries. But they're not necessarily very discriminatory at all. I like to call them scavengers. One thing I would say, Tony, is although we've heard stories of coyotes killing sheep, poultry, and other livestock, these animals don't survive on just domestic livestock. Most large livestock are safe from coyote attacks, but it's the babies they go after, unless the animals are kind of old or sick. The coyotes most often will target foals, lambs, calves, pigs, and chickens.
What can producers do to protect their livestock?
Well, there's a number of things they can do. They have adequate fencing, place lighting above corrals to keep vulnerable animals in pens where they're safe. Many ranchers also utilize guard animals like dogs, donkeys, and llamas to safeguard their livestock. Remember, friends, coyotes are predators, not pets. You should be careful around them.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.